welcome to the upkeep for Monday, March 7th, 2022. It's all the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less. Megan is out this week, but we still had to do an episode because, quite simply, there is so much news that we had to tell you all about everything. I'm recording this from my house this week, so you get a special sneak peek at the cool feature wall I have here in my office, but also because I'm waiting for an electrician to come here on emergency status because my doorbell melted the other night because it was installed incorrectly. Yep, that's something that can actually happen. Anyway, on to the magic news. And we're starting things off with breaking news this Monday morning. Bands have been announced in Pioneer, Modern, and Popper. One Magical Kitty is bearing the brunt of most of the bands. It turns out Lurrus of the Dream Den has used up most of its 9 lives. We'll start with Pioneer. Wizards of the Coast says Lurrus accounts for 20% of the Magic Online League decks starting with 4 wins or more, and they expect its metagame share to only grow as the Pioneer pool expands. Lurrus has also been banned in Modern. In this format, the companion has a 31% play rate in successful league decks to a point where it is, quote, contributing to the homogenization of the Modern play experience. Wizards says that in both Modern and Pioneer, the rest of the companions are seeing a healthy play rate that is in line with a diverse metagame. The immediate response online has been very positive, so sorry, kitty, no treats for you. Meanwhile, over in Popper, Galvanic Ray and Disciple of the Vault are now banned. Expedition Map has been unbanned, and the team is going to keep their eye on a couple of new cards from Neon Dynasty to gauge their impact on the format. For a full explanation of this and all the other bans, head to dailymtg.com. Well, it feels like Kamigawa Neon Dynasty only got released like a couple of days ago, but we're already going full steam ahead into Streets of New Capenna. We got our first look at Magic's next set last Thursday on Weekly MTG, and we did learn a lot. Streets of New Capenna is a gritty, crime-laden world filled with glitz, glamour, and corruption. The set symbol is actually brass knuckles with angel wings. So, you know, this set is going hard. You come to me on this day, the day of my daughter's set release, and ask me, Hyrule? It's the worst impression that's ever occurred. New Capenna is run by 5 crime families, each representing a different 3-color shard. The Obscura, which is white, blue, and black, are talented wizards and mystics who use their power to deceive and blackmail. The Maestros, they're blue, black, red. They are old money vampires who love the finer things in life and are willing to kill to get them. The Riveteers are black, red, and green and are described as tough as nails artisans who can break buildings as easily as kneecaps. The Cabaretti are red, green, and white, and they're a fun-loving sect of druids who expect loyalty or else. And the Brokers, finally, are green, white, and blue, and they are a law firm with demonic ties. And since we're leaning so hard on 3-color combinations in this set, you know we have to have one thing, and that is good fixing. And it looks like we've got it. The preview stream revealed a new set of tri-lands, one for each crime family, which will be available in 3 different art styles, including borderless and what Wizards of the Coast is calling skyscraper treatments, which have a beautiful art deco feel to them. Speaking of lands, Streets of New Capenna will have new full art lands. I say this every set, it seems like. But yeah, just keep printing these things, man. Just keep printing them. I don't care. I want all of them. They're all great. These are no exception. These are beautiful. Each of these lands comes in 2 full art styles. My personal favorite is the mountain. It looks like a gleaming red skyscraper cityscape. It's just gorgeous. Weekly MTG also revealed a preview card from the set, Broker's Ascendancy. This is a callback to the cycle of Ascendancy cards from Khans of Tarkir, or fans of Good Luck High 5 may know it, Tons of Karkir, that exemplified what their faction was trying to do. Broker's Ascendancy is a green, white, blue rare enchantment. At the beginning of your end step, put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control and a loyalty counter on each planeswalker you control. The stream also showed off a card art style with this card called the Golden Age art style, which features beautiful 1920s cubist art by Sean Pagels. I love it. It is incredible. We also got a sneak peek at what commander decks to expect with this new set release. Since there are 5 families in this set, there are going to be 5 new commander decks with Streets of New Capenna, 1 from each faction, which is very cool. Plus, this is a new thing. Each deck will come with something called a collector booster sample pack, which has 2 cards that could be found inside a collector booster, which is a sweet perk and really somehow captures the flavor of New Capenna. You can play with the new decks at in-store Commander launch parties, which will take place April 29th through May 1st, and get a promo foil Swiftfoot Boots. If you bring a friend and you're in North America, you also get a Mindstone promo card. Some key dates to keep in mind here: with the release of Streets of New Capenna, the story is the first thing to kick off, and that happens on March 28th, running through April 5th. Previews begin in earnest on April 7th and are done by the 15th, which is just 1 week. Very, very fast. Commander previews run the 18th and 19th. And remember, this set pre-releases in stores before Arena or Magic Online. So head to your LGS for your chance to play the set first thing. That's going to happen on April 22nd. The digital release follows on the 28th. Moving on to some exciting stuff to watch this weekend. It's the Neon Dynasty Championship. Tune in, if for no other reason than to see my incredible outfits every day. Hundreds of players will battle for their share of a $450,000 prize pool in Historic and Alchemy, and of course the title of champion. This is Alchemy's first time on the big stage, so this is something we'll be keeping an eye on for sure. We're going to try and answer the question, can anything beat Naya Runes? We also want to see if the Japanese team that utterly decimated the rest of the field at the Innistrad Championship can do it again. I definitely want to find out. You can watch starting this Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/magic. We now know what the Stranger Things cards look like now that they've been translated into the Magic universe and released on the list. These cards have been Innistradified with some new art treatments. Our Vinox the Mind Flayer and Bajorna Nightfall Alchemist are two examples of these new translations. Remember, cards from the list can be found in set boosters about 25% of the time. There's a new fun event on Arena on the horizon if you're somebody who likes card styles like myself. You can win some ninja card styles with the Out of the Shadows event. It runs March 25th through April 1st and is Alchemy Best of One Singleton. And it's got this emblem. Quote, whenever one or more creatures you control deal combat damage to a player, a random creature card in your hand perpetually gets +1/+1. Cool new alchemy mechanic there. Until your next turn, you may cast creature spells as though they had flash. Entry fee is 2,000 gold or 400 gems, and you win ninja showcase card styles like the gorgeous Inkrise Infiltrator, which I am personally obsessed with. There are 12 styles to win, so play as much as you want to win the styles and also some gold. Finally, we now know what the Pisces astrology land looks like in the Secret Lair drop. These lands are, of course, islands and feature a neon green sky and orange sun with two fish coiled beneath a remote island. It's really beautiful. The drop comes with five of the island for $29.99 or $39.99 for foil. Remember, you can order all of these astrology drops until the end of the year as each sign's land is released. Well, that's all the magic news that I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. You can check out our full-length podcast called Good Luck High Five anywhere you get your podcasts. You can support that show, this show, and everything that we do here at Good Luck High Five Studios over at patreon.com/glhfmagic.